This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. And we're back.
All right. That's acceptable. All right. I'll take that. It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, if you want to join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass,
Steve Classic,
and Nikki,
kicking off hour number two of our nightly three-hour program. We've been talking about these 12 truth bombs as either said or written or spoken or
sung,
telegraphed by mental telephony. Telepathy? Yeah, thank you.
Telephony.
That's when you think about calling somebody and they call you. That's mental telephony.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Is that really a thing?
Now it is.
Is that a captain?
Sure, yes. Of course it is. Yeah. Why wouldn't it be? we've been kicking each segment off with one of these truth bombs from Milton Friedman. And this is the fifth segment. So number five. One of the great mistakes is to judge policies and programs by their intentions rather than their results. This one hits home for me because whenever I want to use the word awakened, but that just seems so cliche and trite.
Red-pilled?
Whenever I sort of figured out that I had been brainwashed, when I came out of the fog of statism, I've spent a lifetime in, like, software and doing telephones, and I took a class in audio engineering. Mm. So, like, signal flow is an important thing to me. And how do you know that you've successfully put together signal flow? Well, by the outcome, right? How do you know in software if the software you designed, if it's doing what it was designed to do? By the outcome. So I've spent a whole lot of time evaluating things based on the outcome. Not on the intention, right? I could build a website that I intend to be amazing, and then if I don't put any time or effort into it, or I do it poorly, or I do something other than what the intention was, and I measure it against the results, I have failed. This is true with government.
Right. Well, the thing with government, when a program fails, they say, well, we just didn't spend enough money on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's not big enough.
We need to expand it.
Right? We need more.
We need to reform, because when we formed it in the first place, it totally didn't do what we said it was going to do.
But the intention was good.
They intended to do
the
a
results
thing.
Results weren't.
But they didn't measure the outcome and go, hey, you know what? This failed. We should probably not do this.
No. When it fails, they need more money for it.
And a committee.
The blue ribbon panel.
A larger sub-organization, usually with some acronyms, you know, two, three, four, five letters that, you know, all have dots and mean something crazy. This is definitely true about government. One of the things that people think government does is protects you.
Ha.
And there is a whole bunch of information, I believe, over on Hawaii.edu. Some people have put together studies that relate to the word democide, D-E-M-O-C-I-D-E. What is democide, you might ask? And ask you might. That is the measure, if you will, of the outcome of democracies by deaths.
Oh, gosh.
And it turns out that in the 20th century alone, over 262 million people were killed by governments, not including war.
Wow.
So if you take out the dead people from wars in the 20th century, then you have 262 million. With war, it's way higher.
Right.
Right, obviously. But 262, how many people in the United States?
325, 330,
I thought it was like 295 or something like
that. No, so it's above 3, I think 325, 330.
Can we get a verification?
Sure can.
Ask the producer.
Let's go to Vanna White. I mean, Nikki.
Sunshine.
Sunshine. No? Okay.
Okay.
Well, It's a lot, anyway.
Yeah, a lot.
Thousands
so,
more every day.
292 million is the number that the democide folks who did the study give. And you can just look
that
up.
Over 300 million.
300 million. Okay, so
close.
Close to the entire United States of America wiped out in non-war functions of government.
And usually that happened when the citizens gave up their guns.
Well, we learned from the past that people seldom learn from the past. But yes, what happens when governments say, hey, citizens, give up your guns, and they do? People die, lots of them, hundreds of thousands of them even, at a time, if not more. Every time in history where people gave up guns, a whole bunch of people die. Every time. Look it up. Do your own research. Don't believe a word I say without going and looking it up yourself. But democide is a real thing, and in fact, government as an organization type is the largest murderer ever. It's also the largest rapist. More rapes occur under the supervision of government than anywhere else on planet Earth. We're talking jails, we're talking prison camps, we're talking militaries, we're talking wartime, right? In fact, every heinous crime, like, okay, murder, rape, what else? What other heinous crimes are there?
Torture.
Yeah.
Taxation.
Theft, right?
Yeah.
Theft. Extortion, right? Which, you know, okay, we repeat ourselves, but like, of all the heinous things that human beings do to each other, there is one organization that does most of it.
Yeah, the common thread.
And you can measure it by the outcome.
Democide.
The number of deaths that it causes. And so if you believe that the government of the United States was put together to protect you, to prevent people from dying, to prevent these crimes from being committed against each other, well, you're wrong. The data says so. The outcome says so. You are wrong. In fact, it is the number one perpetrator of these crimes. But it's okay when they do it, because they wear uniforms. They have special emblems and
blue
shiny badges.
Well, and you know what? A lot of people wouldn't believe you. I'm sure.
I'm certain there's somebody listening to me right now going, this guy's full of crap. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Look but what about the criminals?
Look it up. Most criminals who are in prison anyway are there for victimless crimes. Most of them.
Which is also from the article.
Correct. And so if you eliminate violations of bureaucracy, right? Oh, this guy had too much of a plant in his pocket, or, well, you know, he OD'd five or six times and he didn't know what else to do, so he sent him to jail because he had, you know, he possessed some
because
of this
that makes sense.
Substance, right? Yeah. You're going to ruin your life by using this substance, so instead of you ruining your life, we're going to put you in a prison and ruin your life.
We're going to charge the taxpayers for your accommodations.
Nobody wins in that situation. The taxpayer always loses when it comes to these things. And when you do discover a government agency, police or politicians or anybody that's being paid by your extortion money tax, when you discover them doing something wrong and you sue whatever entity of government, you know, did the wrong, and you win. Right. First of all, it's not often that you would win against the government because you're going up against the behemoth and you're basically, you know, a guy with a slingshot.
Right.
But when you do win, the taxpayer loses every time. Let's say there's a settlement. You win, right? You were wronged by the IRS. They said you owed whatever, and you're like, you didn't know, and you proved it. And they're like, yeah, you win.
Here's somebody else's money.
And you sue them, and you win like a $50,000 settlement. They first take that money from somebody else before they give it to you. They don't take it from the people who did the actual wrong, right? Police, the same thing, like police brutality, stuff like that. The families of anybody that, like, has been killed by a police officer, when they sue whatever police department it is that killed their family member and they win,
it's taxpayer money.
It doesn't come out of the policeman's paycheck. It comes from the taxpayers.
Right.
The taxpayers always lose every time. Anyway, measure by the outcome, and you will see things very differently. I agree with Mr. Friedman. 603-283-6160. 6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It works. Maybe next time we'll try harmonies. I'll do, and we're back.
And we're back.
We're back.
Maybe we shouldn't try that.
We just did.
Oh, wait. I thought we were practicing.
Oh, are we live?
We're live.
Oh,
we're
I pressed
live.
The buttons already. Oh, yeah. I heard the music. This is Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering what you're listening to. We're a live radio call and talk program where you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We'll get to your calls in just a minute. We have been talking about these 12 truth bombs from Milton Friedman, who is a Nobel Prize-winning economist. And the Keynesian economists are sort of the statist economists,
yeah.
right? They believe
yeah.
that, oh, the state...
Official government,
But contrary to what economists would have you believe, economics is pretty easy. It is supply and demand, and that's it. That's all economics is. And, you know, well, if there's too much competition in your industry, either innovate or get out. Right? Those are like sort of the rules of economics.
Right, but these truth bombs are they're economics, but they're also life truths.
Life truths, freedom truths.
Yeah.
Right? They are truth bombs in several different ways. So while he was an economist, not all of his wisdom is specific to economics.
Right. Supply and demand.
Right. Before we go on, though, do you really want liberty in your lifetime?
I know.
Later this year, Free Talk Live's own Mark Edge is speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. And he'll be in the beautiful city of Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. And this showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress. And they'll be exploring physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn and educate their own children, as well as invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a very special 20% discount on tickets. And you can claim this when checking out on the Eventbrite with the promo code FTL20, as in Free Talk Live, FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com and follow the conference on Twitter using the handle @LibertyIOL. Make sure you get your tickets soon to take advantage of the early bird discount. If you'd like to buy your ticket in Bitcoin, you can drop them a Twitter DM for instructions. Again, lifetimeliberty.com. Use the code FTL20 for a 20% discount, and it's going to be in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. All right, so we've been doing one of these truth bombs. There's 12 of them, one per segment. That should get us to 12 as long as we adhere to the schedule. I don't know why I said schedule, because most people say schedule unless you're from, like, Britain.
Canada.
That's like saying Tarjay.
No, people in Britain. I'm not going to call it Great Britain because there's nothing great about it. I'm just going to call it Britain, or I'm going to call it regular Britain. They say schedule.
And aluminium.
They do, yeah. That's true.
I love that.
Number six. You must distinguish sharply between being pro-free enterprise and being pro-business.
Please elaborate.
The elaborator is kicking in. You must distinguish sharply between being pro-free enterprise and being pro-business. So, I am pro-free markets. And I believe that's what he's referring to when he says pro-free enterprise. I believe that if you think that you can do as good or a better job than somebody else doing something else, that you should be able to just go, hey, I'm a business. Here's my card or whatever. You know, maybe you develop some things to help you or whatever. But you shouldn't need to, like, go get a license. You know, if you want to do whatever business you're about to do out of your own home, you should be allowed to do so. You shouldn't need, like, a health inspector to come in. You shouldn't have to install a whole bunch of commercial equipment just to get started, right? Spending millions of dollars on things like insurance and all of this kind of thing just to get started. You don't have to go apply for a business loan just to get started. You just get started, right?
Right.
Let's say, Steve, you make awesome chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
Right? And you decide. You decide that I'm just going to make a bunch of these, I'm going to package them up, and I'm going to sell them, right? And so you start doing it. You do it out of your home kitchen, right? You're violating all sorts of laws immediately.
It's not inspected by the city.
Right. You haven't done it in a...
I don't have a sales and use certificate.
Right. And you haven't done it in a commercial kitchen, so you can't actually sell your products for retail. Right.
It's not individually packaged.
Whereas being pro-business, my interpretation of his quote here is that you are for all of the hoops that you need to jump through and following the regulations.
See, I would think the opposite.
Really?
Because I would think making people jump through a bunch of hoops and get inspected and have a license and get a permit, to me that's anti-business. Because you're actually,
well, it's
all
anti,
those things harm the business.
It's anti-free enterprise.
But it's definitely anti-free market or anti-free enterprise.
Right. More so than being anti-business.
So I'm wondering, what does it mean to be pro-business? Because I think my definition of pro-business might be different.
I believe it is. That's why I'm distinguishing between free enterprise and free market. I'm for all of that. I'm not pro-business. I'm not a person who extols the virtues of what would crony capitalism, right? Yeah. Which is the fascism that we have today. And that's what most people think of when they think of business, is they think of what we have already today.
Yeah, like pro, right. Yeah.
So,
pro-corporatism.
We could talk more about that, but let's pick up a call from Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, hi. I just wanted to say that with regard to what you were saying before, you know, that the government kills more people, kills a lot of people.
Yeah.
Governments do. And Germany recognized that a long, long time ago. And the laws are written in Germany so that if you are a government official and you're convicted of a crime that would normally be 3 years imprisonment for a person who doesn't wear a private citizen, if you're a police officer, let's say, and you do the exact same crime, you'll get 5 years for that crime because you're expected to maintain a much higher level, much higher standard of excellence because of the fact that you've been given this special authority and to do a job that the people have entrusted you with. And if you fail to do that job, you're therefore subject to more penalization than if you were just a regular citizen committing the same crime.
That would make sense because they're supposed to be the law enforcement, right? And what we see in the U.S. is police officers committing more crimes than the so-called criminals, and they get off scot-free.
Yes, and Germany also has laws to protect children and animals and people who are less than competent. It's people who are besonders schutzbedürftig, in other words, especially in need of protection, legal protection. And one thing Germans hate in general is they hate when somebody is taken advantage of because of their weaknesses like that.
Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. I, of course, amongst other people, you know, can't forget the millions and millions of people who lost their lives due to Nazis. 603-283-6160. You can go look up Germany Democide online and see the results for yourselves.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus concerns continue with the virus's latest Omicron subvariant referred to as BA5. According to CDC data, as of earlier this month, the highly transmissible subvariant is considered responsible for more than half of the nation's new COVID cases. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC's This Week what's being learned about the latest strain.
We're still seeing protection against infection. I mean, obviously protection against serious illness is still preserved, and that's the good news. But we're still seeing some protection against infection, but not as much. This is that immune evasive nature of this virus. So if you got your booster, let's say last November or December, you don't have as much protection against this virus as you'd like.
Australia's Cameron Smith won the British Open. This is USA Radio News. As the humanitarian crisis at the southern border continues, Texas and Arizona have taken an apparent stand against the Biden administration's border policies by busing illegal immigrants to the nation's capital. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser expresses her concerns over the situation.
I worked with the White House to make sure that FEMA provided a grant to a local organization that is providing services to folks. But I fear that they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America.
A Casper Star Tribune poll released Friday of the Wyoming House Republican primary found that Harriet Hagman is beating Representative Liz Cheney 52-30%. Hagman is a candidate that former President Donald Trump is supporting. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Oh, I see we have some calls coming in now. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio, it is myself, the captain, Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And, well, let's just go to those. Caller number one, I believe, Jerome from, where are you from, Jerome? South Carolina?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
I'm from Murdoch country. You know, you ever heard that guy, Alex Murdoch? You need to look that story up. But I got a good story for you, even better one than that.
Jerome, tell me a story.
Yeah, okay. There's this guy from Indiana. His name's Andrew Wilhoit. He's in jail. He's accused of murdering his wife. He won a GOP primary, and he's going to be on the ballot, in November, if he's not convicted of her murder.
What?
This is the type of person that is attracted to politics, right? Everybody wonders why there's nothing but douchebags in politics. It's because real, proper, and good people are not attracted to these positions.
Look, she found out he was having an affair. She was going to cancer treatment. You know, and I guess she had her last cancer treatment, and she found out that he was having an affair on him. So she decided she was going to file for divorce. Not so fast. He's accused of murdering her, and he's running for office in Indiana. I didn't look at what he was running for, but he won the GOP primary. You know, the GOP, the Republican Party, the GOP primary, and he's going to be on the ballot in November if he's not convicted of her murder.
Well, that just means he's qualified for the job. right? I mean, all these politicians, at least the ones that make it to, like, things like president, they're all murderers, by proxy anyway. They might not pull the trigger themselves, but they're all guilty of, what do you call it, accessory to murder, right? They're the, you know, what do you call it, the something-in-chief of the military, right? They're all...
Do you know how much fun Fox would have telling that story? All these right-wing conservatives, how much fun they would have telling a story like that? If that was especially if it was a black Democrat that was involved in something like that. You know how much fun they'd have doing a story like that, huh?
Well, fortunately for you, none of us here pay attention to Fox News.
Well, no, it's not. Not fortunate for me, but I'm just saying.
Wait, do you watch Fox News, Jerome?
A Republican, you know, just like when Trump said he can shoot somebody, he wouldn't lose any support, or he likes to grab women. And
Obama threatened his daughter's boyfriend. Obama threatened his daughter's boyfriend with a Predator drone.
You compare something like that to him saying them kind of things and what I just told you about this guy?
No, I'm just telling you, Jerome, that you are a classic example of a guy who only recognizes one wing of the bird, right? You want to think that the GOP and the Republicans are horrible people. And to some extent, you are correct. But the Democrats are also horrible people, and they do horrible things. They're two wings of the same bird. But you, sir, will only recognize one wing as being horrible, and you are part of the problem because of that.
When have you ever seen Democrats storm the Capitol armed with weapons, saying, hang the vice president, hang him. And Trump saying, well, maybe that's not such a bad idea.
Right? I mean, leftists regularly riot in the streets, and they were burning down buildings and throwing Molotov cocktails and stuff.
Well, look, because of what?
So one thing was basically a glorified tour, and the other one was like burning buildings in the streets.
You ever seen a video of the civil rights struggle?
Of course.
Huh? All right. It's still going on.
Yes.
There's a struggle for equality still going on in this country. Did you see what happened in Buffalo? A guy drove how many miles
and,
he drove?
And the struggle is continually being stoked by people who don't recognize that there are two wings to the bird.
Like me, right? You know.
I didn't say it. You did.
You didn't see all these conservative talk shows all over the. I heard people.
I don't watch conservative talk shows. Do you?
Look.
Do you watch conservative? Do you listen to conservative talk shows?
I have no choice. That's all they have here in Charleston. I have no choice.
Well, then perhaps you should think about moving where you have more choice.
Well,
wouldn't more freedom be beneficial to you?
No, I came back to Charleston because I wanted to be close to my mother. Okay.
I got you. I got you. Yeah.
So
we love your mom too, Jerome.
This is my home. My mom passed away about a year ago. This is my hometown. This is where I grew up. This is really all I know. So, hey, look, I that's just the way it is, man. You know, home is where the heart is. Remember that? You ever heard that saying?
I think you should turn off your television and try to enjoy your life more, is what I think. Because I think television is preventing you from enjoying your life to its fullest extent. Thanks for the call, Jerome. I really do. Like, I like Jerome. He's, you know, I think he's trying to be a decent person, right? But
he's got to go on a television detox, maybe.
He's stuck, you know, watching the preferred, you know, programming of his choice that prevents him from seeing the reality of the fact that it's government that's poisoning everybody. He wants to talk about the racial struggle. Yes, it is still happening, and it's stoked by people in government, by your legislators. They love to rile you up and get the pitchfork people to rally about and cry about the people with the torches and get the torch people to rally and cry about the people with the pitchforks. All the while, they're taking more of your money. They're preventing you from being as successful as you can be. They're reducing your freedoms by the day. They are devaluing the money that you're paid in and taxed on and you use every day. But you want to sit there and complain about, oh, the the Pitchfork people are hurting the Torch people. The Pitchfork people and the Torch people need to get together and tell this organization that they've had enough.
Well, and you know what's ridiculous? People always talk about conservatives being racist, which there are definitely some very racist conservatives.
Sure.
But there are also a lot of very racist liberals in Democrats.
Yes,
I mean,
there are.
Jill Biden just said some nonsense, like racist about Mexican people. I don't even really care enough to know the actual quote, but something along the lines of calling them a taco or a breakfast burrito, just some nonsense.
Right.
And liberals are constantly trying to act like black people and other minorities aren't smart enough or aren't able enough to get IDs and, you know, all of these things. Joe Biden literally said that black people don't know how to use computers.
Yeah. And I'd like to point out that when Obama did get elected, and was president, that people were all, like the Democrats especially, were like, it's about time we had a black man for president.
He was elected twice.
And he was elected twice, right? And so then, you know, Trump gets elected, right? And the Democrats respond by, you know, because they used to say when Obama was running for his first election, they're like, we're so tired of these old white men telling us what to do, how to do it, you know, how we treat ourselves and others. We're tired of that. And so Obama got elected, and then Trump gets elected in the next cycle because they seem to switch between Democrats and Republicans about every cycle or so.
Yeah.
And then so Trump goes out, and what happens? They elect an old white man, a senile old white man who has somewhere around a 30% approval rating. The lowest in the history of the presidency. Now, how is that even possible?
Because none of it's real.
Because you got the bluebirds and the redbirds bickering about each other instead of looking at the actual problem. The problem is the chair. The seat, the throne, if you will. Just because you put a different guy on the throne every 4 years doesn't mean you're not living under the rule of a heinous kingdom.
Well, maybe it's their job to confuse the American people.
It's working.
You know? Like, hey, we're going to work together to confuse everybody, get everybody fighting while they just sit back.
Again, evaluate the system by the outcome. By the results. And if you observe correctly that these are the results, and you are absolutely 100% spot on that they are causing this. It is intentional. It's so that they can maintain their power instead of letting you have all of your power back to the individual. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Missed the memo on that one.
I thought maybe your timing was poor.
Okay. That too.
I mean,
you know, sometimes improv. You know.
I'm just enjoying the sound of the song. I'm a listener.
This is Free Talk Live.
As catching up to do,
as pointed out by our producers and also our co-hosts, we neglected to read one of the 12 things last segment. And went straight to the calls, and then, of course, I went on a rant, and then I had a discussion, and next thing you know, it's the next segment.
We're off the rails.
So, we're going to have to double up here, so all right. Bear with me,
listen,
listeners.
Listen quickly.
Hurry up and listen.
Yeah.
Number 7, the society that puts equality before freedom will end up with neither. The society that puts freedom before equality will end up with a great measure of both. And this actually speaks very well to Jerome, I think. Because if you put equality before freedom, you get neither. If you put freedom before equality, you end up with a great deal of both.
Well, equality has been changed to equity.
What, like banking?
No, not private equity.
The whole equity thing.
It's not equality anymore. It's equity. Mm. They're giving stuff
You've
away.
You've been wronged, so we have to treat you extra special and give you all these things. And
so there's no liberty. There's no freedom in equity.
Okay. So for those of you wondering, what are these 12 things? These are 12 truth bombs from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman. And so that was number 7. Number 8, governments never learn. Only people learn. I can't agree with this one more. Organization, particularly one that has only one tool by which they accomplish anything, and that's either violence itself or the threat of caging and violence. I mean, caging is a violent act, so
force.
That's the only tool at its disposal. That's all this organization known as government does. That's it. They only have one tool. And so if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And so they smash everything with it because they don't know. There's no incentive for them to do anything else. Everybody just goes along with it. And you're like, oh, okay.
Well, you know they have to.
Yes, they're going
to
extort me because otherwise they're going to send armed men to send me in a cage. And if I resist, they're going to shoot me.
Right.
So
don't pay that parking ticket. You'll see what happens.
Governments never learn. Only people learn. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Gigi in South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everybody. I would like to make two comments and then a question for our audience listening across the nation. My first comment, I so appreciate Nikki's comment about encouraging Mr. Olson from Albuquerque to contribute in a more positive fashion. I think it would be so wonderful, and I thank Nikki for her positive feedback to Mr. Olson. Secondly, as an academician most of my life, I love, Captain, that you are focusing on Milton Friedman and his economic principles. Bravo to both of you.
Thank you, Gigi.
Yeah, thank you, Gigi. We call Nikki Sunshine for a reason. She just has that effect.
I try.
Well,
I'm feeling a little left out here.
My question, I'm sorry, Stephen. My question,
is that my mom calling?
Oh, no, it's Gigi. But I do sound like a Jewish mother. I am Jewish.
To Mr. Steve Classic's credit, he is wearing the Bitcoin Freedom T-shirt
that
today.
That is an awesome shirt.
For those who can't see it, the O in Freedom
dirty is the Bitcoin.
My question for the audience as a current event, I would like to know, how do my fellow listeners on our program tonight feel about the new 988 phone program nationwide regarding mental health and suicide?
And are you asking just the listeners, or do you want us to also
apply? Oh, I would love listener input as well as the panel's opinion. Everybody's opinion counts. Like you always say, Captain, we are an open format. No matter how we feel about somebody, they have a right to call and voice.
I'm a huge proponent of free speech. So,
Your question is about the National Suicide Prevention Hotline?
Yeah, how do we all feel about that now? The new 988 number implemented nationwide. Will it be something positive? Will it contribute to positive mental health changes that we desperately could benefit from as a community at large? Or will it just be baloney?
I hope for A, but B is more likely, particularly if it is funded by taxation and run by bureaucrats. If it is just, you know, if the government is just going, hey, we're going to, instead of having a toll-free number that somebody has to pay by the minute, right, for, and not the users, of course, when you call a toll-free number, three to you, but somebody on the other end is paying a per-minute fee for that toll-free number. If it's just the government going, hey, we don't want that, and, you know, here's a gift of a 988 number, we'll put that as a speed dial for everybody, essentially speaking, that now you can connect to people who, are doing charity work or activism work. That, to me, would be the winning combination, but I suspect that is not the case. I suspect this is the state trying to bureaucratize the suicide hotline. They seem to want to be up in everybody's business and track your entire life from cradle to grave, from the time you're born until the time you die, with all the tracking they're doing of all of our data on cell phones and social media and all of that kind of thing.
The Social Security number for taxes.
Exactly. And so this is just another way for, in my mind, for governments to track people's behavior. Now they're going to know, oh, Bill Smith over here was suicidal 10 years ago. We have the phone record of it over here. Would you like to hear the call?
Yeah,
that's not good for
his social credit score now, is it?
Right. So I'm going to reserve my opinion. I'm more afraid of it right now than I am a fan of it.
I think it's a great idea. It would be better if it wasn't run and funded by the government, a.k.a. theft, But I think it's a great idea to just have a suicide prevention hotline, because unfortunately a lot of people that are depressed and are contemplating suicide probably aren't going to reach out to help, especially not strangers. But for the people who are needing somebody and they don't have anybody in their life to talk to and they just need to reach out to someone, and just if this could help even a few people, I think it's an awesome and beautiful thing. And I think it's going to do more good than harm, in my opinion. I think it would be better if it was run by some sort of charity or private organization. That would be even better.
I do want to be clear that something like this already exists. There are several suicide prevention hotlines. One of them is actually called the National Suicide Prevention Hotline.
I was assuming that was this.
And so
is this
I don't
a speed dial for that?
I don't.
That's what I thought.
I haven't looked into it, so I don't know what the case is. I would feel much better about it if it's just the government going, hey, let's make it a three-digit dial to reach this particular organization. I'd be okay with that. I'd also be okay with other organizations sort of sharing the load when people do call, or it's a, you know, during the holidays generally is when a lot of these hotlines sort of get busy, you know, so, oh, this center is full up and they're all on calls. Let's engage this other charity center over here doing that. That to me is a far more positive thing.
So that's what it is. It's just a new speed dial shortcut for the old number that they had. But the old number still works, but this is just the new number that you can use as well, which is great because it's easier to remember if you're like, I need help. You know, right now I'm having these intrusive thoughts and I just need somebody to talk to. 988 is a lot easier to remember than the original suicide.
What's behind the number, though? 988.
Mm-hmm.
Is it easy to remember? Mm-hmm. Like, why don't you call 911 and they'll say, oh, hold on,
you don't want to call 911. People calling 911. And also,
what about 912? I mean, they could.
Well, they're going to send cops to your house if you call 911. So definitely, if you're suicidal, do not call 911.
I have some experience with telephone numbers, and it's very, very bad to have a number that's only one digit different from a very busy number. Right, it's very, very bad because people will fat finger all the time.
912, yeah.
In fact, when people put PBX phone systems in their businesses, multi-line systems, where people have extension numbers instead of full 10-digit numbers, one of the fundamental rules that gets broken. Hey, Gigi, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. One of the fundamental rules that gets broken all the time is somebody will assign extension 911 to a person at a desk.
Oh no!
You maybe don't know, and you hit Bob's name on the menu, and it calls 911. Then you start getting assessed fees. The man comes, and you know, all sorts of bad things happen. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.